the fuse is in line with the radio. It's for the hot wires, or I think there's might be one on the negative side too. I don't remember, but there's a fuse up there at the top, 15 amp fuse for the radio. Yeah, and I went directly into the line up there on the top with that fan, and it's been like that ever since I built that thing. So, yeah, he asked me about the on-off. It took a little bit of work to do an automatic on-off. Every time it keyed up, it would turn on. Those fans don't really work. I know the Bridgecoms use those, and I think that's the reason the Bridgecom repeater actually burn up after a couple of years, is because that fan comes on when it's talking and then goes off when it's not transmitting. And you always want a fan on constantly. That's what I have up here at the repeater site. The fans just run. Even when I'm not talking, it's just running. But then again, I'm also on a completely different setup, which is Motorola instead of a Bridgecom repeater or Kenwood repeater or whatever.